We're joined right now by a cornerback for Jacksonville. He's a Pro Bowler, second team All-Pro. He had the lowest passer rating in coverage among all cornerbacks. 56 tackles, 18 passes defensed, 6 interceptions last season. All of that despite being undrafted out of UCF back in 2013. Jacksonville coming off a 10-6 season. They open up against the Giants on September 9th. AJ Boye is my guest. AJ, good to have you on. Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Good, good. So you had this breakout season last year. The team had a monster year last year. So how is the offseason training treating you, and how good does it feel to be getting ready for another season right now?
Training's been going good. Just been working a lot on technique. Some of my weaknesses, have to study the film a little bit. It was more of a mental approach this year, especially this offseason. But it's very exciting. You know, we start camp tomorrow. I'm just glad to be back with the guys and just ready for this season.
You know, AJ, I mentioned that you had a huge, huge year last year. You went to the Pro Bowl. You were named a second-team All-Pro. It was a huge year, but was there any part of you that felt like you should have been first-team All-Pro?
Yeah, most definitely. But at the end of the day, I can't control what other people had or what they voted for. I'm just glad that I had a teammate, you know, the corner on the other side, Jalen Ramsey, that I was able to represent. So we still had two All-Pro corners, and it's just extra motivation. But the main goal for me, especially on our team, is just to win the Super Bowl.
AJ Boye joining us. In fact, if you go back, when you signed with Jacksonville as a free agent, they were coming off a 3-win season. So at that time, what did you see in them that made you feel like something was about to turn around and that you might play a big role in that turnaround?
I just saw a lot of potential, especially on defense, you know, playing against them two times a year. I did my research on them. You know, they lost a lot of games by less than 7 points. They had the lead in the fourth quarter. So I just wanted to know what could I do from an individual aspect to help the team out and just finish on plays and everything. And, you know, that's what their league is 8-8. So you got to come out there and just grind through the tough ones. And that's one thing that we did last year. We're definitely going to have to do that again this year.
AJ Boye joining us. So considering how close you came last season, is anything less than a Super Bowl a disappointment this season?
Yes, most definitely. You know, we have a lot of high expectations for ourselves. And you can see from the approach that we're having, we're not worried about what we did last year. Even though everyone talks about it, we're more focused on just finishing, you know, fourth quarter, finishing towards the end of the season. That's the main thing. The Super Bowl is what we really want, and we see how close we were, so we're trying to go for it.
You know, you were number 35 on the NFL's list of the top 100 players, but before we get into that ranking, I've got to ask you something. Something that Charles James said in the video, he said he used to call you Bumye when you'd mess up, and he'd say, dude, you're playing like a bum right now. I mean, dude, is that true? And what did you make of that at the time?
No, that's not true. He used to say that when it came towards playing Madden. I thought it was funny at the same time, but, you know, me and Charles are close. You know, we was always watching each other every time we was making plays. When I saw it on Top 100, it was pretty funny. So, I mean, people probably want to go with it. It's fine by me, but no.
Hey, dude, that's why I had you clear that up. I was not going to just go with that. I want you to clear that up. I'm glad you did clear that up. AJ Boye joining us. You know, when you and I talked during the season, we talked about your journey to get to this point. But as you look back on where you were coming out of UCF and being undrafted, now you're a Pro Bowler. How proud are you of what you've done so far? I mean, I know you've got work to do, but how proud of you or proud are you of where you are right now?
I'm very proud. You know, a lot of people can't say they took the same path as I did. Another corner that did it was Chris Harris Jr. And, you know, he'll tell you also it's tough, you know, coming in undrafted. You have people who, you know, are first rounders who automatically play above you, play ahead of you. You just have to wait for your opportunity. And luckily my last year in Houston, I took advantage of it and I recognized it. But it was really much of a grind, but it really tests how much you love the game and your faith in everything. And that's one thing I did was just stay focused.
AJ, I get that the draft is an inexact science. I get that there are mistakes that are made. But how did everybody miss that badly on you?
Maybe because, you know, I went to UCF and we don't get enough credit as we speak. We're just not being talked about. So, you know, we go undefeated and we still don't get a lot of respect. Luckily, we have some people there that got drafted, like Shaquem Griffin, Jordan Atkins. We also had a receiver that was drafted from there. So hopefully, you know, they just start to notice us. Maybe if I went to a bigger school, things would have changed. But at the end of the day, I can't control that.
Jay, you mentioned Shaq Griffin. God, I love this guy. And I was talking to him. I don't want to be that guy to say that I was talking to him before that combine where he just absolutely showed up and showed out. But we did. I had such profound admiration for that guy. How do you think that Shaq Griffin projects on the next level? How do you think he'll do in the NFL?
I'm excited to watch him play. He's a dog. You see on the film, he has a lot of effort. He's athletic. He can run. He has great football IQ, him and his brother. So being in that system, in Seattle, it's definitely going to thrive for them, and I'm excited to watch them play.
You know, when you call a guy a dog like that, I know it's the highest form of praise. What do you mean by that when you call a guy a dog? He's a dog.
Nobody's seeing him. Nobody's messing him. That's the type of guy you line up across. They scared to mess with him. They're not going to tell you that, but inside they already know. And if you watch him on film, he just makes plays wherever he's at. And I love to see that. I was watching UCF a lot last year.
AJ Boye joining us. Man, he does. He makes plays all over the field. Now, you talked about some of the things you were working on the offseason. One way to get better in the offseason, and you've been posting some absolutely ridiculous videos, like the 44-inch single-leg box jump that you hit recently. I mean, this is amazing. What's your mindset when it comes to offseason training, and what about that move in particular?
Just push myself to the limit. Just, you know, working on explosiveness. When I was in Miami with my trainer down there, Dave, I did a jump off 60-inch box also. You know, he was definitely trying to push me towards the end of the workout, and that's one of my things. I just like to be pushed, and that's the main thing. I feel like it translates over.
Yeah, I wonder how much of that, I mean, you've got your trainer pushing you, but how much of that goes back to the work and the training you used to do with your father, Steve, back in the day? What were those sessions like?
Those were just, I thought I was on punishment sessions. Running a lot of hills at 5, 6 in the morning. You know, he had a different approach. He was working in a prison, so his main thing that he would always tell me was the last thing he wanted for me to be is the same prison that he worked at, so he made sure I stay out of trouble. I worked out at the prison. He used to try to push me a lot, had me doing push-ups at a young age, so I was definitely used to it, but it was mentally draining, but it helped me out, especially in the long run.
All right, so he played at Sam Houston State, and as you point out, he goes on to become a federal corrections officer. I mean, what kind of an impact did that have? What was it like for you to work out of the prison, too? Like, what types of things did you see, and what kind of an impact did that have on you?
You know, I was the place that we worked out at was right outside the prison where all the correctional officers work, so you know, every time we drive up, we see the prison. You go around and you just see the gate where everyone's at and things like that. And you just, that's one thing that you never wanted to be a part of. I remember saying that to myself at an early age. My dad would always bring it up. I would talk to some of his COs. And, you know, they was just always saying just to put the work in, stay out of trouble and everything. Just always the same message. So if you keep hearing that over and over, you're going to mentally think about that a lot.
AJ Boye joining me for a few more moments. You know, also when you came out of college, like a lot of young guys coming out, you know, if you're going to play right, you have to eat right, right? It's all about what you put in your system. And like a lot of young guys coming out, you didn't really know, maybe you weren't as educated on what you should eat and what kind of fuel you should put into your body. When did you start thinking about cleaning your diet up a little bit? What kind of changes did you make? And did you notice a difference immediately?
Yeah, after my third year, you know, I had after my second year, I had surgery, and then going into my third year, I felt a little out of shape. So I just started watching some of the veterans in Houston and how they were going about things. You know, they had a chef. They would eat all the healthy things, and that's one thing that I started doing. I noticed that, you know, if you want to get the results, you're really going to have to invest in it, and that's one thing that I started doing, investing in what I was eating. The type of treatment and everything I was getting, and I just saw it start. I saw it starting to work on the pill. So, you know, I definitely bought in real easy. But, you know, coming out of college, you eat a lot of junk food. You just go out there and perform, and it really doesn't matter. But at the next level, you're going against the best of the best. So all that's important, from sleep to nutrition, working out.
Yeah, I just played a video from the Players Tribune on CBS Sports Network, and I mean, you can't be clean all the time. You did a video for the Players Tribune about your cheat day and your love of chicken and waffles. It looked like a blast. So how do you approach that cheat day when you finally do earn it? And then how much fun is it when you're in the middle of that thing?
Oh, it's exciting. You know, you get to eat whatever you want.
That is exciting.
Yeah, so what I had there at Jacob's Pickles, that was probably the biggest piece of chicken I've ever had, but the mac and cheese, you know. But even then, after I eat that, I try to make sure I just live to like one meal a day. Still make sure I'm drinking a lot of water, just staying hydrated, because I know starting Monday and Tuesday, you know, after the games, I got to get back to what I was doing the right way. Just make sure my mind is right, my body's feeling good and everything like that.
All business, a Pro Bowler, a second-team All-Pro, and Jacksonville coming off a 10-win season, and they open up against the Giants on September 9th. Cornerback A.J. Boye, my guest. A.J., great to have you back. Glad I could finally run you down. Thanks so much for doing that.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Great talking to you. He's on it. He is definitely on it. All right, so we set up hour number three now. Your thoughts on that. Jacksonville. I love a guy who says it, too. When I say, is anything less than a Super Bowl a disappointment, and they don't give you some canned answer like, yeah, I'm not thinking about that, one day at a time, the process this, the process that. He said, yeah, anything less than that would be a disappointment.